A Cathet region Rotarian will serve as District 5040 governor in 2025-2026, the first time someone from this area will hold that position. The district nomination committee recommended Jan Gisborne for the role after she was nominated by the Rotary Club of Powell River. "It is an honor and privilege to be selected to serve as district governor," Gisborne said this week. "Rotarians are committed to service above self. As our clubs navigate providing assistance in a rapidly changing world to their communities as well as internationally, I hope to be able to help them adapt, adjust and move forward." District 5040 is home to more than 50 clubs in locations from Prince Rupert to Richmond. Gisborne joined Rotary in 2002 and served in various roles with her club, including president in 2007-2008. This year she is president-elect, preparing to serve a second term as president in the next Rotary year beginning July 1, 2023. She has served as an assistant district governor and a training leader for Pacific Northwest Pets, President's-Elect Training Seminar, which trains approximately 600 club presidents in BC and 5 states. She is currently district learning and development team chair. The nominating committee completed the interview process for the 2025-2026 district governor position with some highly qualified candidates, said past district governor and nomination chair Lauren Calder, and has recommended Jan Gisborne for this position. As a Rotarian, she is proud of the many projects the local club has undertaken since it received its charter in 1955. They are highly visible in the community and include Willingdon Beach Campsite, Water Park, Pavilion and Preschool Playground, the Memorial Bricks and Monolith at the Westview Viewpoint, and more recently the Dog Park and Rotary Garden at the ARC Community Event Center. "People will see Rotary's name in various places throughout the community," said Gisborne, "and there are others that have no designation where Rotary's participation has resulted in the betterment of our region." Gisborne had until this year been a member of the Powell River Festival of the Performing Arts Committee since Rotary began sponsoring it in 2003. "This is the most impactful community service project our club undertakes on an annual basis," said Gisborne, "and many thousands of amateur performers have participated since it began in 1945. Rotary International has received Charity Navigator's highest ranking for more than a decade, with 89% of gifts to the foundation going to programs and operations in 2021-2022. "It is so efficient with donations, and that's the reason it is my charity of choice," explained Gisborne. It was through the foundation that her club funneled donations earlier this year to help Ukraine after it was invaded by Russia. In collaboration with Arthur Arnold, founder of Pacific Regional International Summer Music Academy and former conductor of Moscow Symphony, a special concert was held that raised over $17,000. In addition, the club held a dinner that raised a further $8,000. Within the space of a little over a month, the generosity of Powell River was on its way to Ukraine through our foundation, said Gisborne. "Push to End Polio." Rotary has 1.4 million members in 35,000 clubs around the world. In 1985, it chose the goal to eradicate polio, which was affecting 350,000 children every year. In 2004, Gisborne participated in National Immunization Days to end polio in India and did the same in 2007 in Nigeria. For 7 years after that, she served as the district representative for Polio Plus and received a regional service award for Polio Free World in 2010. "Putting those three drops into the mouths of children and knowing they would be free of the crippling disease was one of the most satisfying things I have ever done," said Gisborne, who is herself a polio survivor. "We are not finished yet and need to bear down as we near the end. Disappointing news about a polio case in North America shows us that the disease is only a plane ride away until it is eliminated. Rotary also helps in this country." Currently, the district is collaborating with Rotary clubs in Atlantic Canada to explore ways members can help the Maritimes with relief where it is needed from the devastating impact of Hurricane Fiona. Born in Nanaimo, Gisborne completed high school, then earned an arts and science diploma from Langara College in Vancouver in 1977. During her career, she served as a telephone and telecommunications operator and for 25 years as an inspector and registrar of shipping for Canada Customs, retiring in 2002. In 1988, she married Stan Gisborne, and they have 2 sons and 2 grandchildren. She has led a busy life in the community in addition to Rotary, with previous volunteer service on various boards and committees in the Cathet region, including the School District Parent Advisory Council, Junior Forest Wardens, Canadian Power and Sail Squadron, Westview Flying Club, Powell River Track and Field Club and Powell River Community Foundation. Gisborne said she is thrilled that the first Rotary International female president since the service organization began in 1905 is a Canadian, Jennifer Jones. Her theme for her presidential year is Imagine Rotary. In 2 years, the second female, Stephanie Urchick, will head the international organization. She says the magic of Rotary happens at the club level where people are serving their communities. Rotary became stronger when membership was opened to women around the world, said Gisborne. I'm the product of an exceptional, highly functioning club and would not be in this position without the support of its members. They have become steadfast friends over the past 20 years.